Welcome back to the final portion of our show. This is Musical Passions, and I'm Eric Kish. Today, my special guest is Klaus George Roy, and we have been listening to some of the wonderful music that he has written in a program that's really focusing on the human voice. We have some other delights for you, and this is by another singer who is a great favorite of both of us, probably the finest art singer of the 20th century, Axel Schütz. What have you chosen for us today, Klaus?
Axel Schütz was a marvelous artist, one of the great tenors of the last century. And at the height of his fame, he had a sudden illness he had a tumor acousticus, as they call it, and he completely lost his voice for a number of years and re-emerged as a baritone and still performed as a baritone. But the great years of his singing as a tenor were brief in the early 1940s. I knew him in Boston. We met a number of times. He was a wonderful man.
Luckily, his art has been well documented, and today we're going to listen to
a song by his Danish countryman, Carl Nielsen. It's called Irmelin Rose. Irmelin was the heartless princess, whom we also find in a lovely tone poem by Frederick Delius. It's a kind of ballad, and it is utterly enchanting.
Sita war in Gang in Konge, Mangen skat han kalter sin, Navnet på den allerbeste, Viste hver var Irmelin. Irmelin rose, Irmelin sol, Irmelin alt hvad der var dejligt. Alle ridderhjelmes bejlet hendes farvers muntre pragt, og med alle rim og rytmer er den navnet sluttet pagt. Irmelin rose, Irmelin sol, Irmelin alt hvad der var dejligt. Hele store bejler flokke der til kongens gårde få, bejlede med ømme lader og med blomster farve å. Irmelin rose, Irmelin sol, Irmelin alt hvad der dejligt. Men prinsessen gjorde dem fra sig, hjertet var så koldt som stål. Lastede den enes holdning, vrængede den andens mål. Irmelin rose, Irmelin sol, Irmelin alt hvad der dejligt.
You've been listening to Axel Schütz singing the song Irmelin Rose by Carl Nielsen. Unfortunately, the identity of the pianist is lost.